and 3,000 miles to the east were Louis Ginsberg and my father, Leo Burke. Louis Ginsberg, an old man on shaky legs, reads his poem at my father's grave while his son Alan sits cross-legged on the stage staring up at his father. Louis reads, his voice cracks, he is crying. And 3,000 miles to the east, waiting in a Greenwich Village liquor store for a nighttime mugger or the boss with the not-so-gratuitous New York Daily News, my father, an old man on arthritic legs, sells dreams and forget-me-nots in brown paper bags. Downtown on the Lower East Side, the Jewish temple is burning. Who is left to explain this to his father? Louis Ginsberg says that America was once a melting pot and now a pressure cooker. The steam always churning into dirty cement, tying knots into the bodies of newly arrived immigrants who worked 14 hours a day in garment factories, watched their young women whoring for survival, and went blind, bending over buttons and buttonholes. Perhaps they were farmers in Hungary. At my father's grave is a recurrent thread in our lives. Hours and minutes, events and situations go by before the eye notices, before the heart allows entrance. And then we mourn the dead. And 3,000 miles to the east, the liquor business booms. Bottle after bottle slides from shelf to customer, replaced by another bottle for another customer. There's more anesthesia handed out here than in St. Luke's Hospital, just up the street. In his Waverly Lounge, he controlled a portion of his reality. When the trolley song was played on the piano, he was there to provide the clang, clang, clanging in real time. And from behind the bar, a rendition of Keep Your Head Down, Fritzy Boy, provided relief from the pressure cooker. And later, much later, he revealed that it was good to make some people happy, even if only for a short time. Louis Ginsberg finishes reading. Alan steps up to the podium.